Case number 11,160, Gloria Pia, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, east of Roosevelt Avenue, being lot 21, block 7, within Dave Windsor Development, a variance from the side and rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record, please.
Richard E. Pia, 38811 Roosevelt Avenue, Southview, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to add, there's been a revision. Number one, requesting a 5.2-foot variance. It is now a 5.8. And then the variance for the AC is not needed now. Just wanted you to know that.
For the AC?
Right. Yes. So they're requesting a 5.8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for a dwelling, cantilever stairs and fireplace and chimney for the second floor, mm-hmm. and a 4.8-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard for the dwelling.
Okay.
Okay?
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. We're looking to replace our existing home that's on this lot now with the new home, and our existing home sits has 5-foot setback from the left side and 15-foot from the bulkhead. And we want to keep that, we need to keep that same setback because there's always been problem with parking in the Cape Windsor, and so by doing this we'll be able to park enough cars in front without disturbing the road, and also all the other houses on this road on the street are 5-foot from their left side, and it's just they were placed that way from day one, and first floor, I'm making the first floor short enough so we can have the parking up front, and most of the living area will be on the second floor, and that's why the second floor is the full size. So I'm asking for a variance for that 5-foot on the left line and at 15-foot to the bulkhead, which I have now. I took a picture of the house from an aerial view, if you like.
If you would pass them down, appreciate that. The secretary, please.
Thank you.
Okay, are there questions from members of the board? Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Rickards? Your rear yard, your 4.8 in the rear yard, what is that there you're asking for? What is that extension right there? Explain that.
4.8 is where I'm, I don't know where I see 4.8.
4.8.
That's the variance he needs. He's 15 foot 2 inches. So
15
you
foot 2 inches,
yeah.
15 foot 2 inches from the 20 foot in the rear.
Yes, I'm asking for a 15-foot, 2-inch to the bulkhead.
Right. Now, what is that? You're enclosing that? You're on the right. Second floor, correct?
The second floor is the bedroom, or is a deck, bed behind the deck, a deck behind the bedroom. And the bottom floor is a bedroom.
Okay.
The left side of it is a bedroom. The right side is a deck.
Right. I see the deck.
Yeah.
It's going to be a first floor enclosed, a second floor enclosed, and a second
right.
floor covered porch.
I see that now.
Right.
There's no other way you can do that.
I looked every which way, and it's very hard to do that in order to keep the parking area open. And that's why I had to design it this way. This way I can put at least 3 or maybe even 4 cars if I have to.
Yeah, you have a lot of parking.
Yes, but it's I do have a lot of parking, but you know, my family's getting bigger, and that's why I'm building this house bigger. And
that's all, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions? Mr. Rathen?
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, Mr. Callaway, I have none.
When was all this built?
I'm sorry?
When was all of this built, or is it proposed?
This is not built. I have a home on there now that I put there about 30-some years ago. And I want to replace that.
Well, I guess I was trying to, the aerial photo, I was trying to...
Yeah, where the X, the red X is, that's my lot there, and that's my home there, existing home now.
Okay.
I'm going to replace that home.
In regards to where your current home is, will the proposed dwelling, does it exceed that footprint?
No. The left side, that house is mm-hmm. 5 foot from the... From the left property line now, and you can see the deck is 15 foot from the bulkhead. And if you look at the other houses, they're 15 foot from the bulkhead also, and 5 foot from the side. Matter of fact, the whole road is 5 foot from this from the left side property line. That's just how they set them back years ago. I think our community setbacks are 5 foot size, 15 foot bulkhead, and 5 foot front. But for some reason, the county is 10 in size and 20 from the bulkhead. So they said I had to come get a variance, which I don't know why. Because I want to keep that 5 foot. Way it is.
Okay.
How many parking places you have now? You have four now?
Yeah.
Just like it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically what I'm doing is just putting a second floor up. That's a one floor. It's a 24 by 46 modular.
Uh-huh.
And I want to build a two-story four bedroom for all my grandchildren. And the bottom floor is just going to be like two bedrooms. I kept it short so I can have the parking. And the top floor will be the living room, all the living area, plus two bedrooms.
Upstairs. Okay.
All right, sir. No further questions. Hey, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we take case number 11,160 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 11,160 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Workman again?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
I, Mr. Callaway, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,160 has been taken under advisement. Now, what that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Okay.
Okay?
Very much.
You're welcome, sir.